Listening test. In this interview with Jolynn Hyman, an American housewife who has started her own internet blog, you are going to hear some new words. Read and listen to them. Make sure you know what they mean. Blog. Survive. Recipe. Shrimps. Here is the beginning of the interview.
Hi, Jolynn. Can you start by introducing yourself?
I'd like to say that I'm a wife to a handsome computer salesman and a mum to three adorable children. We live in the suburbs of Philadelphia.
Here is an example of a question. What does Jolynn do? She's a wife and mother. She lives in the center of Philadelphia. She's a computer salesman. The correct answer is, she's a wife and mother. Ready? Now read the rest of the questions and alternative answers before listening to the interview. Now listen to the rest of the interview. You will hear it three times. Write the correct answer in your exam notebook. Write the complete answer, not just a letter. You must not write more than one answer for each question.
This is our fourth home in Philadelphia. I've been here for almost 13 years, ever since I married. I was a teacher, then I became a housewife, and now a blogger and blog designer. I also love to spend time with my family, shop, drink wine, in that order.
How did you start blogging? What got you interested?
Like so many others, I started my blog as a family diary and a way to keep up with friends and family a long way away. I had no idea blogging would become such a big part of my life.
What are some of your favorite posts? Ones that you're the most proud of?
I love one post about our big blue chair because it's pure nostalgia. And parenthood. It's just pure blogging by a mum. But I think the post titled Elmo Has Left the Building is the one I like best.
You've said that you love reality TV. What is your favourite reality show? Would you ever want to go on one yourself? If so, which one?
I love so many. Survivor, Amazing Race, American Idol. I would never go to Survivor but I have done my fair share of singing in my past, and I secretly would love to be on American Idol.
Is there any blogger or blog that you look up to or admire?
Oh, there are so many. Big Mama and Bye Bye Pie are a couple I never miss. I also consider them friends. They are quite well written, and they always make me laugh, which is a must for me to stay at a blog for any length of time.
What is your main purpose for blogging? Can you ever see an end to blogging your life?
My purpose has changed, and it has come to be an integral part of my life. It is a social thing, a creative outlet, and it pays for the cleaning lady. What more could a girl want? I hope there is not an end to blogging in my future, but only time will tell.
Does your blog have any impact on your family? Especially your older kids. Do they understand what your blog is? Do they read it?
Right now, the only impact on my family is the time it takes from them. I try to maintain a balance, but I'll admit it's hard. My 8-year-old daughter knows what it is. I try never to post something that they would not want to read. My husband is always a good judge. On rare occasions, he has mentioned being uncomfortable with something I put out there, and I immediately take it down.
You've got some great recipes on your site. What is an easy and delicious recipe that you haven't blogged yet, that your kids are loving recently?
That's a hard one. I don't cook as much as I used to. My kids love Grandma's chicken and chicken Caesar salad. I believe both of those have been posted. Oh, and they love the shrimps I cook using a neighbor's idea. I don't think I've ever blogged that one.
Finally, can you give the listeners a look into what's coming up next for your blog? Any new events, advertisements, interviews, etc.?
I have some fabulous advertisements coming up. I try to find unique products that my readers probably wouldn't buy for themselves.
Now you will hear the text again.
This is our fourth home in Philadelphia. I've been here for almost 13 years, ever since I married. I was a teacher, then I became a housewife, and now a blogger and blog designer. I also love to spend time with my family, shop, drink wine, in that order.
How did you start blogging? What got you interested?
Like so many others, I started my blog as a family diary and a way to keep up with friends and family a long way away. I had no idea blogging would become such a big part of my life.
What are some of your favourite posts, ones that you're the most proud of?
I love one post about our big blue chair because it's pure nostalgia. And parenthood. It's just pure blogging by a mum, but I think the post titled "Elmo Has Left the Building" is the one I like best.
You've said that you love reality TV. What is your favourite reality show? Would you ever want to go on one yourself? If so, which one?
I love so many. Survivor, Amazing Race, American Idol. I would never go to Survivor, but I have done my fair share of singing in my past, and I secretly would love to be on American Idol.
Is there any blogger or blog that you look up to or admire?
Oh, there are so many. Big Mama and Bye Bye Pie are a couple I never miss. I also consider them friends. They are quite well written, and they always make me laugh, which is a must for me to stay at a blog for any length of time.
What is your main purpose for blogging? Can you ever see an end to blogging your life?
My purpose has changed, and it has come to be an integral part of my life. It is a social thing, a creative outlet, and it pays for the cleaning lady. What more could a girl want? I hope there is not an end to blogging in my future, but only time will tell.
Does your blog have any impact on your family? Especially your older kids. Do they understand what your blog is? Do they read it?
Right now, the only impact on my family is the time it takes from them. I try to maintain a balance, but I'll admit it's hard. My 8-year-old daughter knows what it is. I try never to post something that they would not want to read. My husband is always a good judge. On rare occasions, he has mentioned being uncomfortable with something I put out there, and I immediately take it down.
You've got some great recipes on your site. What is an easy and delicious recipe that you haven't blogged yet, that your kids are loving recently?
That's a hard one. I don't cook as much as I used to. My kids love Grandma's chicken and chicken Caesar salad. I believe both of those have been posted. Oh, and they love the shrimps I cook using a neighbour's idea. I don't think I've ever blogged that one.
Finally, can you give the listeners a look into what's coming up next for your blog? Any new events, advertisements, interviews, etc.?
I have some fabulous advertisements coming up. I try to find unique products that my readers probably wouldn't buy for themselves.
Now you will hear the text for the last time.
This is our fourth home in Philadelphia. I've been here for almost 13 years, ever since I married. I was a teacher, then I became a housewife, and now a blogger and blog designer. I also love to spend time with my family, shop, drink wine, in that order.
How did you start blogging? What got you interested?
Like so many others, I started my blog as a family diary and a way to keep up with friends and family a long way away. I had no idea blogging would become such a big part of my life.
What are some of your favourite posts, ones that you're the most proud of?
I love one post about our big blue chair because it's pure nostalgia. And parenthood. It's just pure blogging by a mum. But I think the post titled "Elmo has left the building" is the one I like best.
You've said that you love reality TV. What is your favourite reality show? Would you ever want to go on one yourself? If so, which one?
I love so many. Survivor, Amazing Race, American Idol. I would never go to Survivor. But I have done my fair share of singing in my past, and I secretly would love to be on American Idol.
Is there any blogger or blog that you look up to or admire?
Oh, there are so many. Big Mama and Bye Bye Pie are a couple I never miss. I also consider them friends. They are quite well written and they always make me laugh, which is a must for me to stay at a blog for any length of time.
What is your main purpose for blogging? Can you ever see an end to blogging your life?
My purpose has changed, and it has come to be an integral part of my life. It is a social thing, a creative outlet, and it pays for the cleaning lady. What more could a girl want? I hope there is not an end to blogging in my future, but only time will tell.
Does your blog have any impact on your family? Especially your older kids. Do they understand what your blog is? Do they read it?
Right now, the only impact on my family is the time it takes from them. I try to maintain a balance, but I'll admit it's hard. my 8-year-old daughter, knows what it is. I try never to post something that they would not want to read. My husband is always a good judge. On rare occasions, he has mentioned being uncomfortable with something I put out there, and I immediately take it down.
You've got some great recipes on your site. What is an easy and delicious recipe that you haven't blogged yet, that your kids are loving recently?
That's a hard one. I don't cook as much as I used to. My kids love Grandma's chicken and chicken Caesar salad. I believe both of those have been posted. Oh, and they love the shrimps I cook using a neighbour's idea. I don't think I've ever blogged that one.
Finally, can you give the listeners a look into what's coming up next for your blog? Any new events, advertisements, interviews, etc.?
I have some fabulous advertisements coming up. I try to find unique products that my readers probably wouldn't buy for themselves.
That is the end of the listening test. Write your answers in your examination notebook, if you have not already done so. Then you can go on with the rest of the examination.